Jealousy is one of those concepts that's often used mostly in our culture. It's used in a negative way. We are not to be jealous of other people and their belongings. And certainly in that sense, that is definitely a biblical concept. We're not to covet. We're not to look after other people's belongings and be jealous of what they have, wishing that we had what they didn't. And that jealousy in turn harbors hate, and hate gives way to covetousness. Luke 12:15, Jesus makes it clear covetousness is not a biblical thing or a biblical characteristic that God's people need to have. And that jealousy, the kind of jealousy that leads us to harbor hate and leads us to be covetous of what our brother has, well, that is certainly wrong. But the Bible does speak of jealousy in another way. In fact, it speaks of God being a jealous God. One such passage is Deuteronomy 5 and verse 9. Deuteronomy 5, 9, God is speaking, it says, "You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them." He's talking about idols and other gods. That's a little g god. "For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." The Ten Commandments in Exodus word it says, "Have no other gods before me." God says, "I don't want anything coming in front of your relationship with me." In fact, when we go over to the New Testament, we learn of individuals who did put other things in the place of God. The rich young ruler in the book of Mark, and how his things, his possessions, kept him from having a good relationship with the God of heaven. And God says, in that sense, "I am indeed a jealous God." You see, the truth is, there are times when it is appropriate to be jealous. If jealousy leads us to hate and to covetousness, and jealousy leads us to sin, then certainly it is not right. But a man certainly has the right to be jealous of his wife. He doesn't want anybody else coveting his wife, and in that sense, he's jealous for her. It is certainly appropriate to be jealous of our religion, because you see, when we're following the Bible, it's the only true religion, and we don't want anybody else interfering with that. And God is indeed a jealous God. One other thought that you might think about when we think about the jealousy of God is that God has every right to be jealous. Because of His power and because of all the things that we're learning about, all the characteristics that we're seeing this month in terms of God and how wonderful and great He is, He has the right to be jealous. He has the right to demand that He come first in our lives. "I am," God says, "a jealous God."